TRA couldn't get to it. The defender who was draped all over him got a touch.
Here's a steal off TRA. He will turn to jump score. He scores. I don't believe it. The goalkeeper put the ball down. TRA took it away from him and scored. And Atlanta United might have just pulled off grand theft.
Grand Theft, so Mike Conti on the call along with Jason Longshore. And yes, TRA coming up big with being sneaky, coming up from behind the goal to help give you Atlanta United the win. I mean, the keeper.
Picked his pocket.
Basically.
Head on a swivel, Tiff, at all times.
Head on a swivel at all times. This was on every sports show, like top 10 highlight. And
how does this happen, right? How does
never
this happen?
You never see this happen.
I will say, too.
And pulled off successfully.
He's not here, so nobody can think I'm bragging or you know, trying to suck up. But Mike Conti in these calls always seems to come up with amazing calls. And they just pull off grand theft. And I'm like, yes.
What?
Even when I was just a United fan and I didn't work here, I used to be like, man, we're so lucky to have Mike Conti and Jason Longshore on all these calls. And it just has added to it. And
Mike just wants to make sure he keeps his job.
It never hurt to talk good about the people that are in charge of your job. But
it was a heck of a call.
He is not in the room right now. But Mike Conti, great call. To your point, Jamal Tiare steals the ball in the most little league of fashion from the goalie and, you know, just kind of stalks behind him. Never sees him, never checks. Goalie puts it down, puts it away.
So it's one of those highlights that is going to be on the highlight reel for years and years to come, right? Like, everyone's going to remember this moment. But you never want to be on the end of that highlight, dude, right? But then again, is anyone going to remember who? Are you going to say, and I don't want to mispronounce his last, I think it's, I got to pull up the keeper's name again. But you know what I mean? Like, people are going to remember Jamal's incredible goal.
I think that if you're that keeper, that
you're going to remember
right. And everybody in that fan base, for the most part, they're going to be like, man, you remember when
they're
going
to remember is, it.
That, like, every time he puts a ball down for the rest of his career there, they're going to be like, God, remember that Jamal Tiare goal in Atlanta that one time?
I feel like with baseball, you'll remember who you crush one off of to win the World Series or something, right?
Yeah.
But maybe he'll get a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying I feel bad for the guy. Just saying you feel bad for anyone
his
on the
teammates
end.
Did.
On the end of a permanent highlight that's going to be etched in MLS, etched in football, etched in soccer history.
There's always that guy. It's going to go down in infamy.
It's unfortunate.
No, it does stink. But you could tell, highlight. To your point, you could tell that his teammates immediately afterwards, like hugging him, grabbing the back of his head.
Like, what were they doing? You had one guy pointing. Who tried to
it
come back and help.
It was very much a, this is the last kick of the game. Just kick it away. We
game's
don't have to play
over.
Anymore. The game's over. Yeah. I mean, you're almost in the 98th minute at this point. Just crazy. It's 6 minutes of stoppage time. It is the end of the game. And so they're just probably looking down going, dude, I'm exhausted. Had to defend. Game's over. Just got to kick it away.
That's a wrap.
Let's boot that thing. Nope.
And game's the fact, over. You know what? I want to applaud the fans as well.
Yeah.
For staying quiet.
Yeah.
Like quiet-ish.
Yeah.
You know, because
you know what I mean. Nobody gave it away.
And maybe
didn't
you're
hear
not even thinking about it. Maybe you're just watching him walk back.
It's actually a good point.
And then I think as he started to, sneak
I don't know.
Up
let's be
closer,
honest, Tiff. I think you're giving him too much credit. Because if I'm on my way to the restroom, and I'm headed out of the building.
You know what I mean?
You're like, dude, the game's over. I'm out.
People were still there.
Too much credit.
And you could, I have to go back and play it again. I think you could hear the noise level start to pick up once he makes the attack on it. Yes.
Oh my God.
The slope. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I'm here
to
see this in person. So
good stuff.